all those lunch hours, Samantha, all the lunch hours, all the hours watching TV for nothing, for nothing. It's just been a lie. I am heartbroken to find out that the Flintstones were a lie.
Heartbroken. How are they? I'm sorry. How are they a lie?
They're a lie. They're just nothing but a bold-faced lie. Thank you, Hanna-Barbera. Dear Hanna-Barbera, thank you for lying about the Flintstones. Thank you for doing this to us. People didn't coexist with dinosaurs. People came 62 million years after the dinosaur, Samantha.
Okay.
The Flintstones couldn't have existed.
Okay, so the hard fact here is that you got your history lesson from a cartoon.
Right.
That's
right.
Worse.
Right. So there's no bedrock. There's none of those things. There's no Mr. Slate. None of those things exist because the people didn't exist. There's a dino and there's probably a saber-toothed tiger, but that's it. That's all that there really is. Maybe the bee and the clam. I don't know. Maybe. But that's it. There's no Fred. There's no Wilma. There's certainly no Pebbles. We've been lied to.
That's so sad for you.
I'm heartbroken about it.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha. There, I waited for you to say hello.
Thank you.
Right? I'm practicing patience. Like that, I'm trying so hard to practice my patience.
Wow, that's
and use my
news.
Listening ears and my trying to do all those things, okay?
Oh my God, who had a talk? Did someone
Nobody.
Talk to you?
Nope.
No. Nope. Oh, this is self-reflect. Oh my God, did you self-reflect?
I reflected. Oh, I reflected. So I reflected and thought a reflection is an awful lot like a resolution. So I will reflect and probably not carry it through.
Probably not.
However, my reflection is that yes, I need to slow down. Smell the flowers.
Oh.
Practice my patience.
Wow.
Because not my patience with people, but my patience with myself, right? Because I'm a butter inner. I'm a butter inner, right? I butt in.
Yes.
Sometimes where I'm not wanted, but I still butt in. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm about to change all that shit. I'm just saying I reflected on it. I acknowledge self-acknowledgement. Okay, I get it.
No.
I get it. Okay? Stop. Okay? Okay.
Okay, Lisa.
Okay, Samantha. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now we're introducing another word that everyone can fixate on.
Right? Because as I just said, right. Sometimes we have a little bit of fun with this.
We do.
We were just talking about something and all of a sudden Samantha was like saying something. I'm like, okay. And so we had this big, okay. And then it got us thinking, is there different ways that you can interpret okay?
Of course there is.
You can be like, okay.
Surprised and happy.
Happy. Okay. Right? Like, okay. You want to go for ice cream? Okay. Right?
Oh.
You could be getting scolded and you're not appreciating what you're hearing. Okay. Okay. Right? Kind of like that you're biting the side of your mouth. Okay.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Uh-huh. Or you're angry. Okay.
And then that leads me to a bigger problem. When you just say K, it's not about being angry. It's about being super duper lazy, actually. Because what it's doing is you're taking an already shortened short form, which is okay. And you're saying, I'm too lazy to say the whole word. I'm just going to shorten it to K. And I don't understand why we need, as somebody who doesn't short form things, I don't understand why we need to short form the short form.
Hey, Lise, calm down.
Lisa.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Now that's an angry, like, okay. I have heard you. I need you to stop talking.
I need you to stop talking now. Practice your patience, Miss Reflexive. Right?
Be patient. See how quickly it just died off?
Right?
That little just self-reflective bit lasted all of 2 minutes.
Kind of over it already, right? I feel that I'm not going to reflect, actually. I feel I'm okay as I am.
I think you should just, you do you, Lisa.
You know what? You take me flaws and all, Samantha.
It takes the good, you take the bad, you take the
Lisa Gibson. Lisa Gibson. It's like today at work, I was reading something. My boss had suggested me to read this manual of some sort, right? So I was reading this manual, and then I thought, so funny, she has no clue that by asking me to read something, she doesn't even realize that comes with minutes of questions. Comes with questions. So for sure, I'll read it. Absolutely. It was interesting, but I got questions. And I think I don't think she anticipated the questions.
Really?
Right? Like, I think she was surprised. And I'm like, I need some clarification. Right? I'm not just a reader and understander. I need to read it, understand it, and double check it.
Oh, yes, I know.
Right? You know that, right? I got questions, right?
Everything you do.
I got a question for everything, right? Uh-huh. I'm curious that way, Samantha. I'm curious.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
There I go. I said it again. I apologize. That was probably number 2 or 10. I'm not sure.
You know what?
If this is a drinking game. Yeah. This is a drinking game, folks.
Have a shot.
You will be really, really looped by the time, like, halfway through the show.
Maybe we should make a t-shirt. Take a shot t-shirt or something and put it on Threadless, right? See if we can come up with something. Maybe we need to format a drinking game, right? And every time one of us says, right, we can have a big party, right? Take a shot. And all the friends of the podcast as they're listening can like
take a
show
shot.
Us their pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Show us their pictures of whatever they're taking a shot of.
I think that would be great.
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
It'd be okay.
It'd be okay. Be okay. Okay.
Okay.
Stop. Oh, God. Now she's all excited because she can roll her tongue and do whatever the hell that noise is. Right?
I didn't know I could do that. That's exciting.
Super exciting. Look at you with a newfound skill. Newfound skill.
Yeah.
Put that on your resume right up at the top. I can make some weird, creepy noise. It sounds like Charo.
I can roll my K's and my R's.
You sound like Charo. Remember her?
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Right? From like with you just got to get those little rattles on your hands or something.
The rattles on your hands.
She rattled something. She like made noise. Right? And you got to shake like her. Can you do her shake?
Probably not.
You could try. I don't know. Maybe it's something to try.
I don't know. Is that something I should try?
I don't know. Why? No. Why? No, you don't feel that feel that you can do the shake?
You can shake.
I can shake. I can shake. I can shimmy. I can do it all, Samantha. I can
yes,
do it
we
all.
Know. You can do so it all,
Samantha, we finally got some nice weather.
Oh, my God. The snow. Okay, there we go. Drink. The snow is melting.
It's finally on its way out.
I can see the ground. I saw grass. I saw my parents' grass in their backyard. They had so much snow, I didn't know if they would ever get rid of it.
And then 2 days of sun and poof, it's gone.
I do believe we're going to get some crappy weather though in the next day or two.
Oh, are we supposed to?
I think so.
Ah, man. You know what I'm amazed at though? I am totally amazed at the amount of garbage that's out there.
Oh, I'm not. It's always gross now.
People are gross.
Yes, we are.
Like we're gross, eh? Like, when did we, like, why are we so gross? We talk about not being people in the 70s throwing our trash out the window. We pretty much are, actually. We're just not doing it from our car.
Yeah, I think people forgot that it's the 2000s and that they should stop doing that. And that's what garbage cans are for.
Discarded masks.
Oh, yeah.
To just, I don't even know, right?
Like, you
see diapers.
Oh, gross. You know what really grosses me out of cigarette butts? On the ground.
Yeah.
Like you can tell where people have stood.
Right.
They have their like.
Where they congregated to have their smokes. And then they just. And whoever decided that that's where cigarette butts go.
On the on the ground. Hard to
say.
On
the ground. Like when did that become acceptable, right? That you just throw it on the ground.
Well, it's just the ground. It'll just get used. You know, it's decomposing. I don't think. Do they decompose?
I don't know. And do they decompose on the sidewalk? I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not, right? Why can't, like, if you're going to be a smoker, like, we pick up dog shit in a bag. Why can't we carry a plastic, why can't we carry an ashtray and put our shit in it, right? Like, we clean up after our dog, but we don't put our cigarette butts. We just put our butts on the ground.
That's actually a really good point.
Right? Like, why has nobody brought that up?
Your self-reflection is really working, Lisa.
That's a good reflection right there, isn't it?
It's so good. Whatever you did over the long weekend, right? is really working for you right now.
Why will we pick up dog shit from our dogs, but yet we will not pick up our cigarette butts off the ground?
Exactly.
Right? Because it's not right. It's not cool. It's disgusting.
I would love for someone to explain to me why people just think they should flick their cigarettes wherever they are.
Yeah. Dear, if anybody's a smoker, can you enlighten us? I want to know. Maybe there's a logical reason. I don't know.
True.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a smoker, right? So I don't know. You know what I do know? With nice weather, brought out my ankles.
Really?
I brought my ankles out. My ankles came to the party. But here's something that I never really noticed before. Have you ever had a shoe that when you walk, it sounds like a toot?
Yes.
What is
and
that?
And I don't understand why. Like, is it because the sole is broken? Like, it's maybe the shoe is coming apart. Like, why does your foot go?
Why?
Like, why is that?
Why does that? Why? It's never both feet.
No.
It's just one foot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I notice it when I'm in a full sock, but you know how you wear your little sockettes in the summer, right? That's when I notice it. And I'm like, when did I start having a farting foot?
Apparently in your 53rd year.
And I think it's loud. Like, I'm convinced that the whole hospital can hear it, right? As I walk, I'm thinking, if I can hear it this loud, I'm sure it's echoing.
You know what? I think that you should not wear those shoes anymore.
What do you do with a farting foot?
You can't wear the shoes anymore. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong with the shoe?
Is it because you have you only done an insole?
I have no insoles in them.
That's why.
No, but they fit. They're the same shoe that you have. Remember when you bought the same shoes as me last year?
Oh, and you did an insole?
Uh-uh, because I got an 8.5.
Oh.
And I crammed my bunion into the other one, right? And dealt with it.
dealt with the pain.
Because it's easier to deal with the pain than going up with the size to a size 9 and doing insole. Insole's hard.
But maybe it's because it's plastic on the inside, right?
Well, because they're vegan shoes.
No, that's where they are vegan.
This is where I think vegan starts to come in, become a problem.
And now vegans are making your foot fart.
Now I have a vegan foot. I have a farting vegan foot.
Yes.
Right?
Who knew that your feet could be vegan? That's kind of exciting.
You got, right? Only one foot though. Not both feet. Just my right foot. But now here's the thing. You have the same shoe. Does your foot fart?
No. Huh. But I also wear an insole in mine. Did they fart last year and you didn't notice?
I don't remember. I don't recall. I'm going to say that they didn't fart last year because I wore them all summer. And I feel that I would have not been happy with that all summer long, right?
I think you would have said something or done something. And,
right, because you know me, right? Like if something bothers me, I don't let it go very easily.
You tell the world.
I tell the world over and over and over again. And I got lots of use out of that shoe.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's a good shoe.
Well, now I got to go looking for another spring shoe.
Oh, God. And,
right, exactly.
No. No, please, God, make her take Michelle.
Stop pawning me off on everybody. I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad, Samantha. Oh, my goodness, right? You're no walk in the park either.
I know.
Okay, so we got through Easter.
Yes, how did it go for you?
And we had a great Easter, so I went to my sleepover. Right? I think I was a really, really good house guest.
Right? That's good.
Yeah, right. A lot of I think I did what I was told. I think I didn't ruffle any feathers.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, the biggest takeaway I have. So my in-laws are like almost 85, right? Like they're like 83. What I don't understand is how these two in-laws of mine can stay awake, not even nodding off. And I know that through the whole show from 9 to 10, I was a nod, 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 nod. And both nights, Mike and I went to bed before they did.
No.
Good night. Yeah.
Really?
They're like soup. They have like a superpower or something crazy. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Holy smokes.
Right? They're not nodding off at all.
You old. You're older than them.
I feel I must be. Maybe that's what happens when you retire. Maybe you lose the ability to nod off. Maybe you don't need to. Maybe you don't need to nod off, right?
You're
retired. My whole life could be a nod off once you retire. So maybe you're like, I don't need to do that tonight.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know, Samantha. That's what I'm saying. All I know is I was fighting the nods and they were like, another show? I'm like, oh my goodness, no. Right? Right? I can't do it. Just can't do it.
Well, I mean, my Easter was pretty tame. It was over at my brother's. We ate a lot of food. You know, the huge.
Sounds good. Nothing wrong with that, right?
No. Had a good ham.
Good, good.
Other than that, it wasn't too exciting. I didn't have a sleepover, so.
You do that at Christmas.
I do that at Christmas.
Right? You sleep over. You have your sleepover then. I have my sleepover at Easter.
But you know what we forgot to acknowledge, Lisa? And apparently it took one of our faithful listeners, Tina Greenwood, to point out the fact that we have hit our 6th year anniversary.
We are in our 6th year, Samantha. Right? Thanks God for Facebook memories and her.
Yeah, thank God for Tina, because we probably would not have, like, we probably thought it was a different day entirely.
It didn't pop up in my Facebook.
No, it didn't for me either.
Right? But I mean, I knew that it was in April, but I think, and then that probably just left me right after that. Right? So how crazy is that 6 years?
6 years, and we're still doing it.
We're still doing it. Still going strong, right? We promised her we would continue.
We did.
Right? So we're not going anywhere.
Not that we know of, anyway.
Well, at least not that we know of. Right? Our goal is to not go anywhere.
Yes. But is there anything that stands out for you, Lisa, about having done this for like 6 years already?
You know, Samantha, I think it's just the overall ridiculousness of our conversations.
Oh, okay.
Like, boy, like the shit we can talk about, right, is just, it amazes me. When I listen back, I'm just like, we are ridiculous.
We talk about right? dumb shit.
We just, and then I'm like, we are 53, aren't we? Yeah, right? Like we are 53, right? Because we don't talk about. We talk about nothing important.
No.
Nothing important ever.
No, we don't. We talk as if we're teenagers still, or definitely early 20s, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Like we just nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna blame that on not having kids.
It very well could be.
Right. So we couldn't do a mom podcast.
No, because we're not.
No matter how much we wanted to do a mom podcast, you and I can't do a mom podcast, right?
Well, we would have to be moms first, I think.
Well, it would be weird, right? Like, hi, everybody. We're going to talk about being moms, even though we're not moms.
I don't think we're going to do that.
Right. I feel that we're better off knowing nothing about everyday stuff than we are about real stuff.
This is true.
What about you? Anything stand out?
You know what? I think that we always talk about, I'm always amazed at how we can take something really mundane and then just make each other laugh, right?
Right. Exactly.
Right, right, right. Right. How many shots have you taken now, folks? Has it been 10?
Right.
I think I might have counted 10.
Now you need to slow down. You're getting a little carried away, people. Right? You got to go to work tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's just the weird conversations. It's talking about things like, okay, and all the inflections of that, right? Like, it's just really easy, simple stuff. We don't go crazy. Sometimes we talk about serious stuff, though, because we feel we need to.
If it's important enough to make it, like to poke us in that direction, right?
Yeah, to weigh in on and that kind of thing.
Yeah, then we do. I like to think we have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You we know, do. I mean, I miss them very often. Like, I miss, remember the good old days when we would like steal Wi-Fi?
Oh my God. Right? Oh my
the
God.
Parking we lot, were, the Lowe's parking lot.
The Lowe's parking lot. Yeah, we were stealing their Wi-Fi.
We were stealing their Wi-Fi, right? Because we needed, back then, you did. We didn't have a data plan. We weren't going to use our own data plan.
No, we had to use Wi-Fi.
Right? We'd have takeout pizza. So I miss things like that. I miss the car, right? I'd like to still do an episode again in the car, kind of like
I don't miss the car, at least not in minus 40 weather, that's for sure.
Well, no, I don't miss that, right? But I'd like us to do another episode in the car. I think that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bring it home type of thing, hey?
Uh-huh.
You know, but I think it's just all the things. I think it's just, I love the fact that our audience is so engaging. I think that's awesome. I think that, it's just the everyday chit chat.
We have good, loyal fans, and I really enjoy that. Or yeah. I'd just say followers. I don't know if they're fans, but they're followers.
Yeah, I don't know if fans is the
Do we have fans? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Possibly. Right?
It doesn't really matter. We have people that listen to us, and that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right? And you know what would even be cooler? If those people would even keep telling more people.
Exactly.
So more people would come and listen to us,
mm-hmm.
right? Because who doesn't need, our goal when we started the podcast, Samantha, was our goal was to be the least stressful part of somebody's day.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't need that shit in their life?
Exactly. Right?
People need a little Lisa and Sam.
Well, because the world is just getting a little bit crazier and crazier. So,
well, I think it is. And I think it's just, you know, and I think that we've always just wanted to make people laugh and just be part of our craziness, right?
Right. And we talk about weird stuff. And sometimes you just need to think about something in a really strange and off-putting way.
In a really, really strange and awkward way, right?
Yeah.
So. Like how we started the podcast tonight, right? I'm disappointed to learn that the Flintstones was a hoax.
No, it wasn't a hoax.
Right? I was 53 years old when I learned that the dinosaurs did not coexist with the humans. What?
I know.
Not according to the TV show that I watched every half an hour at lunchtime, but that's mm-hmm. different. Anyways, that's you know what? Happy anniversary. I think we have a good time. I think we enjoy what we do. And I think we're thankful for all of our people.
We are. Very much right? so.
Yeah. And not to say that we won't do a little bit more now that we know that it's our anniversary. We maybe will plan something.
Maybe.
It'll be just a little later.
A little later.
Right?
Because that's what we do now.
Exactly. You know what, though? One of the things that I think we always talk about on this podcast whenever it rears its wonderful head is hot dogs. And the nicer weather gets me thinking about hot dogs.
This is very true.
And then it makes me wonder, are fancier dogs more accepted?
Like, what do you mean when they have fancy like toppings on them and stuff?
Yeah, like, you know, like if you're just eating like a little hot dog from like, say, like the arena, little hot dog with like mustard and ketchup on it, is people are always like, oh, you know, where that, like, you know, what's in a hot dog, right? People always have hot dog issues. But if you're having a fancy hot dog, do you think that the issues are the same?
You know what? I think if you dress up a hot dog,
it's fancy.
It's no longer a hot dog. It's a sausage.
Okay. And I don't want a sausage.
No, but I mean, if it's a fancy dressed up hot dog, then yeah, maybe it might be better. I mean, like, but let's not snub the cart dog.
Let's not snub the carts.
Let's not snub the food truck dogs, but then the food truck hot dogs could technically be that. Remember that one we did a couple summers ago?
When we went it food was in, trucking?
Yeah, and it was in Lakeview and they had really cool hot dogs.
Oh, that was a good hot dog.
They had good hot dogs.
That was like, remember I had the coleslaw dog.
Yes, you did. That's good. But then the Costco dog, people go to Costco sometimes just for the hot dog.
You can't kick that hot dog to the curb.
No.
Right? So, and that's just a plain Jane hot dog.
Sometimes people, I'm just going to say it. Sometimes you just need a plain old hot dog. It doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to have truffle on it or sauerkraut. Well, no, sauerkraut's not even that fancy. But you
it
know,
doesn't, it can just cheese. Be a hot dog.
It could just be a hot dog.
It can just be a hot dog. And I think that people need to drop their airs about hot dogs because I think 90% of people, I'm saying this, I'm going on the record. I think 90% of people are okay with hot dogs.
Of course they are. And just like they're okay with a hamburger.
Right. Right.
So
I agree.
I bet you when they're craving, when it's a barbecue season, they're craving a hamburger or a hot dog.
Right. Because that's barbecue food, prime barbecue food. Right. So don't tell me you're not eating it because you are.
Because you are.
You eating it. You eating it, Samantha. Okay.
Get down, get dirty.
This is what I need to know. This has been something that's been kind of weighing on my mind. Maybe it's part of my reflection. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Who decided that clapping, hand clapping, was a big deal?
Oh, good question.
Since we've talked about like the Stone Age, let's go back in history. Right? Just because we have hands, what made us decide to put them together and clap and make noise with them?
I have no idea.
Right? It's things like that. Like, because why didn't they? Like, they could have hit their shoulder with their hand. They could have hit their faces. They could have hit a lot of things. What made them bring their hands together and start clapping?
Clapping. Or finger snapping.
Like, what made people, like, what possesses people to do these things?
I don't know. But are there, like, tones of clapping?
I think clapping comes with attitude.
I think it does, because there could be like slow clapping,
right? Yeah, like that's kind of like fuck you.
It's like a fuck you sarcastic slap, right?
Totally, right?
And then there's the quick clap. Oh my god, yay!
Right? And the fancy clap that the queen would do.
Oh, that's like a little tap tap.
A little tap tap, like the tap tap clap, right?
Maybe there's like an angry clap.
Oh, yeah. People are just slamming their hands together.
Right? And then there's maybe a hesitant clap. I'm not sure if I should be clapping or not.
I'm not sure what's going on, but everybody's clapping, so I should too.
That's what I think everybody needs to do. If you're out at an event, watch how people clap.
Judge the mood. Judge the mood.
Oh my god, you can totally touch the mood.
Based on the clap, right?
If people are bored, they're like slow to clap. Oh my god, it's done. Oh, finally, thank god.
Or they're loving it. They're like clapping the hell out of their hands, right? Because they're so into it.
Right.
Right? They're just like wanting it over. They're just like, oh god, let it be done. Let it be done.
Right? I think people, you need to read the room. You need to, wherever you are, or whatever event you are, I bet you can hear the clapping and know instinctively, oh, we're bored. Oh, someone's like forgotten.
It's like there should be like the little invisible thought bubble comes over top of somebody's head that says like, end this now. And you could look at their clapping and you could see that that's exactly what they're feeling through the clap.
The clap is saying it all. It just, depending on like the fierceness, the quickness.
Right?
You know,
the whole bit, right?
The
nervousness,
bit.
Right? You're not sure. Are we supposed to clap, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst clap is the are we supposed to clap, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like somebody
is it done
reads,
yet?
Right? Right? Or like, you know, somebody's name is read and you're not, should we clap? Not clap, right? The bride and groom, clap, not a clap. What's clapping protocol?
Oh my God.
There should be clapping protocol.
There should be clapping protocol.
Right? You only clap under this situation, not at this one.
Oh my God.
The world would just be easier to figure out if you knew, right? If you went in to that event knowing, okay, yes, we can do these two types of claps. They're accepted at this event. This clap going to get you thrown out because that's not acceptable.
No.
Just saying.
I think that could work. That could totally work.
What's with the clap?
I think that we need to institute that into an event, Lisa.
I know, right?
You can only clap happy.
Right. Only a happy clap. Right? Because I don't know if there should ever be a sad clap because that seems counterproductive.
It does seem kind of, well, and angry doesn't help either, right?
No, but I think people are angry. People do their aggressive clapping, right?
That's true.
So I guess my question would be, what's with the clap? Right? What's with the clap? That's what this inquiring mind wants to know. What's with the clap?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What is with the clap, Lisa?
What is with the clap? What's with the clap? Do with that what you will, friends.
Do with that what you will. Oh my God.
Right?
But your sister, she's going to be clapping. She's going to Toronto.
It's Montreal. I was wrong. They got tickets in Montreal.
Montreal.
Yes. So they are, she's going, okay, so here's the thing, friends of the podcast. My kid's sister is the number one Tears for Fears fan in the world. True always that. Always loved them. But then when my sister got really, really sick, I feel that Tears for Fears got her through her illness.
Aww.
She would just sit on the couch or lie in the bed with the Tears for Fears on the video over and over.
Aww.
And over and over and over and over and over. Not listening to it, not even being able to recognize it. Everybody else could, but she couldn't. And I feel that she's got a special kinship with Tears for Fears.
Oh.
So she got her and her husband tickets to go see them, and they're going to Montreal at the end of June.
That's amazing.
I know, right? What 80s band would you go to see?
Oh, gosh.
You can only go to one. You can only go to one. Who are you going to?
Does it have to be a band?
Well, I don't know, some sort of music.
I think, well, oh.
Don't say Madonna.
No, not Madonna. Okay. Duran, I always loved Duran Duran, had a huge, huge crush on all the members of the Duran Duran. Love them. But I also love a little George Michael in my life, right? A little Wham.
He did.
I know, but that, you know, if he was alive, I'd go see him.
You'd go see him?
Yeah, for sure, I would. Who else would? Oh, well, no. Well, Depeche Mode might be fun.
I think Depeche Mode would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, that brings back a lot of high school memories.
And I would be tempted to probably go see The Cure.
Oh!
Because I never saw The Cure in concert.
But do you think they're still good, though?
Well, he looks the exact same.
Oh, my God! I would have to see Rick Astley. Of course I would.
Astley.
I still need to see him.
You can't go see him in concert. He has one song.
And I love it.
Oh my God. Right? Together forever and ever apart. Together forever with you.
Okay, if I was speaking Canadian bands though, I would go see Platinum Blonde.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would go and see Anne Murray.
Oh.
Right? I would go and see Anne Murray in the 80s.
No one would go with you. That's the sad thing.
That's fine. I don't need you. I don't need you for things like that. Right?
I don't need you.
I don't need you for things like that. Right? I don't need you.
I will go by myself and I will cheer her on and I will use the happy clap.
Right? Because I don't need your negativity. I don't need you to bring your negative clapping. I don't think I should be clapping at this because I don't love her clap.
I'd be like, fuck.
Right. I don't need that at my concert with Anne Murray, actually. You're not invited. I'm going alone. It's just me.
If only that had happened the one time I did have to go to Anne Murray.
It's too bad we just learned about clapping today.
Today.
Right? Today. It's too bad for you.
Damn it.
Right? So that's where I'd be going. That's what I'd be doing.
Oh, a little happy clapping for Anne.
Absolutely. Right? Super happy clapping.
Oh,
probably standing and clapping, actually, and singing.
Yeah. Oh my God, Stat, if you could like lunge at her and like get away with it, you probably would.
Right? Like the time I sat in the front row with my husband and I had to sit on my hands.
Yes.
I had to sit on my hands. Mike's like, are you going to be okay? I might not be. I don't know. I can't guarantee. I didn't realize we were going to be that close to her. Right? I felt her spittle.
Yeah.
Right? I felt her spittle. I sat on my hands through the whole concert because I'm like, if I don't, I'm reaching out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reaching out for a handshake that she's not going to shake. And then that's awkward.
Yes.
Right.
And then we had to stand in line for a really long time to meet her at a bookstore.
Yeah. And we met her.
And you asked your weird question.
It wasn't weird. I just wanted to know if she ever had gotten writer's cramp signing all these books before.
Yeah.
She said no. And did say that she'd never been asked that. So there you go. Memorable. You call it weird. I call it memorable.
Okay. All right.
Yes, that's what I think, Samantha. What are we doing with color this spring? What are we doing?
Oh, Lisa, I don't know. I'm
so far,
stick
everything
to my...
I find is black.
Yeah.
Because it's so extreme. It's either bright or...
Oh, my God. It's like black. Kelly green, hot pink, bright yellow, bright orange. Like, there are no pastels making an appearance.
Like, and you know, and isn't that funny, right? That we used to poo-poo pastel. Shame on us for poo-pooing pastel. Because now I'm looking, I want pastel. All I want is pastel.
You know what? Like, all I want is a shirt that doesn't have a goddamn flower on it. Like, well, I just need a shirt to look normal and not have a pattern that I just would never be caught dead wearing.
Because I feel that we're not in our jewel tone years yet.
No!
Right? We're not there.
And that's what I think I would look like if I wore Kelly green. Or Hank? I'm like, oh my God.
It's very jewel toned.
Oh my God. Like, that's exactly, like, it's like when you got your colors done. Remember that was the big fad?
Yes, that was the big thing, right? Right.
You got your colors done.
Got your colors done.
I'm cool. No, I'm warm.
I'm warm, so I can only wear this.
I love that when people came into Bennington's and they're like, oh, I can't wear that color. I'm a cool.
Says who? Says some lady making a lot of money off of this, right? Oh my God, that was so true. It was so true, right? You like it, you wear it. But that's the thing. I can't find anything.
No, it sucks. Nothing. I'm just going to wear black and call it a day.
I think I might just be wearing black too. And then I'm like, okay. Then I'm thinking, is it time to lighten up the bottoms? Maybe that's my problem because I wear black pants. Do I go to a tan pant?
Oh my God, don't wear a tan. Hi, are you working at the Bay or Zellers or like HM? Like, what are, like, who are you working for?
I know, but
are
what
you
about
working
a
at Best Buy? Like,
what, what about like a khaki colored pant?
No.
No, right? You can only wear a navy or a blue or a black pant.
No, or you could go white. Maybe you could, you have skinny chicken legs. You could probably get away with white.
Okay, picture this. My skinny chicken legs in white and the rest of me up top. I look, oh, that
you look like a weird upside down.
It's frightening, right? Cone. It's frightening. It looks like I've taken, it's weird. It's not a good look.
No, I mean, I guess you could try like a colored pants. Like maybe you could find like a...
Like remember when I wore my plaid pants and you're like, that's a nice pant. Right?
Your plaid pants opposed... are fine.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to plaid. And again, like Anne Murray, I don't care about what you think about those pants because I like them.
Fine, do whatever. Then wear your tan pant to work. And when people start asking you for computer assistance, don't be surprised.
Because that's what happens when you wear tan.
Right?
Right? They think you're the Best Buy worker. Right? Or wherever. Right? Put a smock on me and call it a day. Right? I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'm not ever, like, no way am I going to wear tan on my bottom. Like,
oh, my goodness.
That's
it's
like
not
the worst color. That is literally the worst color.
I don't know. Like, I don't always hate it, but.
I don't like it. If you could find, like, an olive green color for your bottom, but then, oh, my God, I can hear it already. What color top am I wearing?
Right. What goes with olive green? What goes with olive green pants, right? A tan top.
Oh, God, please just stick to black pants.
I know, right? But it's more shirts that I got to find. It's more shirts.
Oh, well, and ugh. I know. Everything I find is ugh.
I know everything, right?
Just icky.
I am excited to see that it looks like my knot is still in style.
Oh.
Right? I'm seeing it on lots of things, right? I'm like, yeah, I was ahead of the time. Trendsetter. Trendsetter alert. Trendsetter alert. Right? What's with that knot? It's a trend. I am setting a trend. Right?
Yeah, we just wait for the days that we become the trend.
Yeah, right? So there you have that, right? Oh, so funny.
Okay, well, I did not watch. I will say this. I did not watch the Diane Sawyer interview with Jeremy Renner.
I did.
I did not. However, I did see about a 10-minute clip, and I was a little like, why did you ask him that question? I thought it was odd. I thought it was odd. She asked, do you remember the pain?
Like, dude had every bone in his body crushed.
Like, because I was like, and then
he had more broken bones than not broken bones.
Yeah. And I was like, he was crushed by a bobcat.
By
or a snow thing or whatever the hell it was. A snowcat
that weighed like 4 tons.
Yeah. So, of course, he remembers the pain of it laying on top of him.
And he was awake through all of it.
All of it. Yeah. And I'm like, of course he remembers it, Diane. Like, I'm like screaming at the TV. And I'm like, that is the stupidest question to ask someone who's only 3 months away from the actual, like, incident.
Exactly, right? He's not very far from...
He
probably still is living with the pain. Although he was just on Jimmy Kimmel this week.
He went to an award show, apparently.
Yeah. So he's doing amazing considering what he went through.
He's walking, which is amazing.
Yeah, right? Because lucky he lived. Lucky he didn't have to get his legs cut off.
Right.
Like, and it's so that crazy.
The eye that popped out of his socket, that was really strange.
Right? Like, it's all so crazy. And I thought, you know what? I don't love a Diane Sawyer.
No, because I thought it was a dumb question.
Yeah, right? It's like, just not...
Is that the only question we need to ask him?
Right.
Like,
because, you know, like, when people have massive things happen to them, they remember the pain. Like, when I had my heart attack and then I had my surgery, I remember that pain. I don't dwell on it.
No.
And nor would I know how to explain it, right, to somebody unless, I mean, use your common sense, people, right? They rip my chest apart and fix things, right? So it probably did. It probably hurt. But like he had almost every bone in his body broken. Not even just broken, like pulverized.
Like, it's amazing that he's up and walking and doing as well as he is. But yeah. I didn't watch the rest of the interview, but I was just like, I'm not going to, because I feel like, one, is it too early for him to be talking about it? But maybe he wants to talk about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just felt that there were better questions that could be asked.
Yeah, I think so too. I thought it was an okay interview. I enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I was just shaking my head at her and I'm like, what are you talking
about,
woman?
I shake my head
woman?
At that stupid question.
Yes, like, I'm shaking my head at you, Diane Sawyer. Like, yeah. I don't get that at all.
Right? And even if you wanted to know that, seems like a question you don't ask somebody.
I think he, of course, we already know. He remembers the pain. Yeah, we don't need to ask it.
He's probably still living with a lot of the pain.
Right?
I would think, right? I don't think he's living pain-free.
No, I don't think so at all, actually. No.
That's, come on, Diane Sawyer, you can do better.
Right? Oh, but something interesting happened that we actually got a message. Somebody actually direct messaged us about something about our show.
It was so cool. It was so cool, right?
And it was about how to eat baklava.
And so funny, right? Because you just really never know who's listening to the podcast, right?
No.
And this person, I don't, of course, we're not going to pronounce the name, right? I'm sure.
No, probably not. But maybe give it a shot.
Tunji, I don't know. So I apologize already because I know we're messing it up. But they sent a message with this, with like the proper way to eat baklava. Because remember last week, we kicked baklava out of the curb.
Well, you did. Like, I did not.
I did. I was like, it's too messy. I got to use a knife and fork. It's too much work. Blah, blah, blah. In true Lisa fashion, blah, blah, blah. So this person was wonderful. And instead of tearing me apart, they actually told me how the proper way to eat it.
Yeah.
So now I'm curious to try baklava the proper way. Because this person lives, it must be some part of Turkey where baklava is from.
Yeah.
Like the land of baklava.
And it originated baklava originated in Turkey.
Right. And that's where they're from.
Yeah. Cool.
So I feel I need to try baklava the proper way.
Yes, I think you should.
So it was so cool. So thank you. And we appreciated that and thought it was so cool that somebody that far away was listening to the podcast.
I know. And they messaged us, which is even better.
So friends of the podcast, come on, right? Everybody, I'm sure there's got to be, people keep saying, I talk through your whole podcast to myself about you guys. Well, share.
Right? Oh, exactly. Well, and they had some stuff to say about Facebook Tuesday.
They took it personal.
Well, they got mad at us, Lisa.
They got mad. We rocked the boat, Samantha. We rocked the boat.
They were like, that's unfair. How can you do this to us? And I'm like, I just thought it was going to be fun.
Imagine if I didn't put pop in there.
I know.
Oh, there would have been a revolt.
I know. They took the easy way out and they chose pop.
Yeah.
Because nobody's getting rid of a hamburger. Some people did get rid of pizza.
Yes, some people did get rid of pizza. It always amazes me.
Yeah, and the people that took out chips, you offended me. But that's okay. Right. I'll get over it.
Sam was disappointed. I was fine with the cheesecake gone.
But there were some people who didn't like ice cream.
I know, right?
What?
Who's not eating ice cream?
Well, and the pizza one, I'm like, is it like a texture thing? I always wonder, is it texture? Is it taste? Is it?
Are you allergic?
Yeah. Like, is it too doughy? Like, I get that. Like, I would get the doughy thing.
Right. Well, you like a thinner crust pizza.
Well, I mean, I'm not picky, but.
All right.
You know. But I did get a suggestion. And Weymouth, she likes my new, we've rephrased Tuesday. We are now going to rename Facebook Tuesdays, Too Tough to Choose Tuesdays.
That's awesome.
Because she was like, I can't choose. This is unfair. And I'm like, okay, let's rename it.
And then somebody, I don't know who it was. It might have been Josie, I think. Josie or Stephanie, I'm not sure who. Somebody sent a message saying, did one of you two just wake up on the bad side, on the wrong side of the bed and just in a bad mood today?
Nope.
I'm like, that's so funny, right? That it just incited that type of a reaction.
I know. I loved it. It was great.
I love that way. And I loved Weymouth's what she called it too. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. It's too tough to choose Tuesdays.
Too tough to choose Tuesday.
Well, we aim to please.
That's what we do.
But, you know, guys, Tuesdays, they're just getting better and better. And Wednesdays aren't doing too bad either, by the way.
Oh, you're this one today. Hi, paper cut. Right?
Bite your tongue.
I will do anything to not get a paper cut, actually. Right? Bite my tongue off every day for no paper cut. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Right? That was crazy. So I read an article about one of the big, I want to say it was Galen Weston, right? And so friends of the podcast in Canada, he's like our big grocery store guru, right? So he owns like the major grocery stores. He's the big, big wig. And he got like his bonus this year was like in the millions.
What?
That was his bonus. You're charging. How do we feel about that? Because I'm sure it's happening in America too. We're charging astronomical prices for groceries, but yet the executives of these companies are still getting massive. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure that's not a massive bonus to them because they're bajillionaires. But to the people who can't afford groceries, take that $1 million and put it back into your groceries and let the prices come down a pinch.
Well, I mean, because the reason why the prices go up has to do with how much they charge, like how much they're paying out in salaries and wages.
Yeah, right.
Because of shipping, the cost of the food when they get it, then they jack it up to whatever they jack it up to, right? So why doesn't he just reinvest his bonus into his company so he can lower the prices of groceries so that people can afford it?
Yeah.
People can afford the basics. Like, for heaven's sake, milk and eggs and bread is going to get astronomical. And that's the basics.
And that's the basics. That's the basics.
Like, that's not a can of soup or, you know, some meat, some hamburger meat, for Christ's sake. Like,
oh my God. Like, are people even going to be able to have meat?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They say lettuce is going to get totally crazy.
And it's just lettuce.
Well, apparently we're going to go into a shortage or something.
a lettuce shortage again?
I don't know. Like, it's just bizarre. Not for and it's like, summer. You're right, Galen Weston. What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Right?
The hell? I shake my head at you getting all this money and not dealing with it, right? Like not putting it back into the system.
Right? Well, and then I think people are going to have to get crafty. And it's like, geez, I mean, how much time do you have to go looking for a coupon for something or search every sales paper, grocery sales paper for the best price of milk or eggs or bread?
Like, exactly.
You're going to have to do your freaking homework every week just to make sure you don't spend tons of money on your groceries.
Then you're going to waste gas going from place to place to place.
Right?
So it's a no-win. It's a total no-win.
And that's, they got you by the short hairs.
I hate that phrase. Why did you need to say that phrase? Why did you have to wreck a perfectly good conversation with that phrase? Why?
That's... felt appropriate.
If I'm clapping my hands right now, it's a slow, with a shaking my head at you right now.
Oh, Lisa, I aim to make you mad.
Oh, I tell you, Samantha. Okay, well, here, I got something for you. Speaking of groceries and stuff like that. Why? Not even when. Why? Did the Joe Louis and the Ah Caramel and the Flaky, when did they have to take a hit and become so less popular?
I think they're only less popular with you.
Really? You think it's just me?
Uh-huh.
Really? You think the rest of the world still loves them so much?
They're still on the grocery shelf, Lisa.
You ever eat a Joe Louis?
No.
Oh, sometimes I love a good Joe Louis.
I don't like all the chemicals quite like you do.
You don't like the Ah Caramel.
No, I don't either. I don't
like
either.
The Ah Caramel.
No.
I feel that it's not as popular. I know, but I feel that they're not as popular as they used to be. And I don't understand why.
Because nobody enjoys a good chemically made, put together dessert quite like you.
No, but what about like the Twinkie? Are people not eating the Twinkie anymore?
I haven't eaten a Twinkie in years.
Was it you that used to like the Flaky?
No,
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why do I think you liked Flakies?
No, I don't. I would never.
Which one did you like?
I would eat a Twinkie.
Would you eat the Joe Louis?
No, I don't like any of the shit that you like.
I know, because you have no taste.
I have all the taste. You have garbage guts.
I don't have garbage guts, but
yes, you do. Okay.
No, I don't. I enjoy that type of thing. What I also enjoy, Samantha, is over the weekend we had a Gibson classic, the Black Forest cake.
Look at you.
Right? Those Gibsons love the Black Forest cake, hey? And it's so good. It never fails. It never disappoints.
No, it does not.
There's really nothing disappointing about a Black Forest cake.
Except that it has a ton of icing. And it's chocolate. It has cherries.
And it has cherries. But you put it all together and it's doable.
Nope. Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
There has to. Oh, come on.
Blech.
There's no grocery store dessert that you're going to eat.
I'm not going to eat that one.
What one would you eat?
I'd rather have a cheesecake.
What flavor?
Doesn't matter. It's probably better than that.
No, really?
I don't. You know I don't like cake with icing.
You're so fucking weird.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
I'm the person like, who likes cake without icing.
I don't even like a cupcake with icing. I don't love it when those fancy cupcakes that everybody pays $5 million for.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that they've swirled it all the way to God knows how high on that cupcake. I hate it. It tastes disgusting.
That's the decadence right there.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Like it.
Yes.
I would rather it be inside the cupcake. Like, if you're going to do something to a cupcake, put a filling inside the cupcake.
No, that's like a Boston cream. Ugh.
No, it's delightful. It's like a fruit explosion from Tim Hortons.
I hate the biting into gunk.
No, I love that part.
I'd rather my gunk on top. I want my gunk on top.
No, I don't even like donuts like that, really.
What type of let's get into this. I'm trying to think, out of all the years that you and I have gone and had a donut, you don't ever have a donut. You get a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bagel.
Yeah.
What donut do you actually ever get?
If I feel like a donut, I get a Boston cream.
Don't say the honey one because we know, remember, that looks like a snake.
Yeah. I get the Boston cream Right. Because it has something in the middle,
or
I get the jelly one. But I don't like the jelly ones as much. The Boston cream.
Like you're never getting a maple dip.
No.
Or a chocolate dip.
No, because I do. Wow. A donut with sprinkles. Ugh.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. And then a donut with coconut, even better.
I know.
Right? Let's go get a donut. I'll have a bagel.
Have a bagel, please.
All right, I'll get a muffin. You never have a donut.
I don't mind it. You know what? If we go to a fancy donut place.
You'll need a Timbit.
Yeah, Timbits are different though.
Right. How are they different?
Because they're not caked in like shit.
It is the shit. It's the shit. That's what the Timbit is. The shit, actually. Right? The Timbit's the shit, Samantha. Right? Like, what the fuck do you think it is? It's the shit. Breaking news, friends of the podcast.
Timbits are the shit.
Timbits are the shit. Oh my goodness. How do you not know that?
I'm sorry. I just, whatever, man. Okay. I'm having way too much fun with that.
I don't know. I don't know about you right now.
I don't know about me either, because I'm weird about food, whatever.
Which is funny, right? Considering you say I'm weird about food.
You're totally weird about food.
I don't think I'm any weirder than you. It's just different food.
Whatever.
Right?
Okay.
It's just different food.
I need you to calm down now.
I don't understand people who don't love donuts.
I don't understand anything about you right now.
That's fine. I don't even like you right now.
Well, that's unfair.
Sorry, that's just how it goes sometimes.
That is so unfair.
Really? Do you like me 24/7?
Uh-huh.
You like me 24/7?
No, actually, I don't. That was
right.
A lie.
Yeah, don't be a liar, right? Hi. There's times you don't like me. I know that.
Uh-huh. Like right
now.
Might
not last for long. Right, exactly. So touche. Touche, Samantha. Touche.
Okay, right? So you said you found a Martha Stewart, like, recipe?
I found
when did Martha's, you go start?
It came to me.
In a dream? In a dream?
I saw an article.
Okay.
I saw an article.
Oh, look at you reading. That's a in the we're paper. Clapping for you, Lisa.
Right?
Congratulations.
That's like a sarcastic clap, and I don't appreciate that clap, actually. So hold your clap. This is a time where that clap's not wanted here. Right? Right. Hold your clap.
Okay.
Keep your clap to yourself, actually.
Oh, there you right? go.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. It was like on a news article, and it's apparently Martha Stewart's most popular recipe. You and I don't even think could fuck it up. I don't think we could. I think we couldn't even get it wrong. So here it is. The recipe begins by you take a handful of like spaghetti noodles, some basil, some cherry tomatoes, onion, a little bit of garlic, you put it in a pan, and you add water.
And then what?
It cooks.
You just boil it?
You boil it in this little bit of water, and you like just mix it all around. It like sautés it. And then all of a sudden, you have pasta in a pan.
Is the pasta cooked?
Yeah, because it's cooking No, it's raw pasta, but it cooks from the water that you put in.
Do you mean uncooked pasta?
I mean raw pasta.
Do you mean uncooked pasta?
Raw pasta. This pasta calls for raw pasta.
You mean pasta?
Pasta.
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 Like having a conversation with my kid sister. Data or data? Data. Caramel or caramel? Caramel. Right? Krista and I do this non-stop. Pasta. Pasta.
Oh my God.
Raw pasta.
Okay.
Goes into the pan with water and it cooks the pasta.
Well, give it a shot and let us, you know.
And then it's like pasta in a pan.
Pasta in a pan.
Right? Apparently it's her most popular recipe.
Ooh. Are you going to try it?
I think I want to. I don't know about like, I probably am not going to do the basil.
Really?
I don't know if I have that one on hand.
Well, I'm sure you could buy it.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. I don't know if I like that one. But okay. It looks amazing. It looks really, really good.
I'm sure it is.
But the window is so small, right? Because we're almost out of pasta weather. Because it's getting nice.
Well, this is true. Eventually, it dies a slow death.
Right?
It doesn't come back till the fall.
Right. So this recipe, it might have to pick it back up in the fall, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah. Right? I'm just saying.
You and just your food weirdness.
Okay. Well, Miss, I only like the shit. So whatever. Whatever, Samantha.
Well, have you started shopping, spring shopping yet? Have you gone and found your black?
No.
Black on right? black ensemble
I'm
yet?
Still just in the talking about it stages.
And how long are you going to talk about it?
I don't know. Probably another week or so.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I don't even know. Like, where do you go? Where do you find things? It's all of that. So I was thinking, this is what I was thinking, is that maybe next Saturday we can go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I feel like I'm going to be busy that day.
I feel like you won't be busy.
I feel like I will be.
Really? You're always really busy on Saturdays, are you?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, that's okay. We'll go early. We'll go first thing before you are busy. Because what I do know about you on a Saturday, you're not busy at least till after the lunchtime. You're not busy till afternoon. So we can just do it in the morning. Stores open at 9. We can be there right at 9.
Ugh, beat the crowd.
That's when I do my best work is in the early, right at the beginning.
And that is not when I do my best work, actually. Well,
giving you lots of notice, so start resting up, Samantha. That's what we're gonna do. I need to change things up a little bit. That's what I need.
So, what does this mean? Like, you're gonna go from like a long sleeve shirt to a short sleeve shirt? Like, is that kind of the change that we're
making? I'm looking for 3/4 for work. Like 3/4.
Radical.
Yeah, 3/4. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. I won't know till I see it. Right. So,
Okay.
Wear your walking shoes.
Where my
These boots are made food. For walking. Uh-huh. That's what we're gonna have to do.
So speaking of spring, how are the Jays doing? Have they flown the coop yet?
They're doing really good right now, actually. They're doing good.
What do you mean by good?
Like, they're winning. They're like they're doing good. Like, they're in third place in their division. And
after how many weeks?
Like 10 games, 11 games.
Mm.
They're one game behind New York. Oh. Nobody's catching Tampa Bay. They're doing amazing for some weird reason, but they're doing okay. I'm happy. I feel we're right where we need to be right now.
I think you say this like every year.
Well, right now I'm saying it this year.
And how many more games do they have to go?
150 probably. They got a lot of games still, right? It's a long season. Long season.
They'll be done by December. Is that what you'll
be? No, they finish in October. But there'll be some ebbs and there'll be some flows. There'll be some peaks. There'll be some valleys.
Right?
But as of right now, I would like to say that I think we're doing good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Thank you. Thanks for asking, Samantha.
Yes. Well,
you know.
But speaking of baseball, do you have any weird superstitions? Like, do you have a superstition around your Blue Jays?
No, not. I don't think so. I don't think. Well, not really. No, I don't. Well, like, I have my Blue Jays sticker, right? So when they're winning, my bumper sticker says Blue Jays, says Go Blue Jays. When they're losing, we put in black marker on the back, Boo Jays. So we flip that over after 3 losses in a row. They go to Boo Jays. we don't like, because we didn't start the year off with anything different, there's really no superstition. I think the only superstition I have in my life is don't step on a crack. You're going to break your mama's back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I try to live by that one, even though mom's dead and it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. But how about don't walk under a ladder? That's a big deal.
You know what? Like, I probably would like to think it's a big deal, but you know me, right? I'm walking, always looking at my feet. So I'm probably walking under the ladder.
Probably. What about breaking a mirror? Do you believe in that one?
No, that's just a mess. That just makes me mad. Right? I'm just mad. You believe in the salt. You do the salt.
Yes, I do. If you spill the salt, throw it over your left shoulder.
Yeah, I don't do that. I sweep it under the floor.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you like throw it someplace. I'm like, so weird that you're throwing salt, but whatever. Whatever floats your boat, Samantha. Whatever floats your boat. No, do you have superstitions other than the salt?
Other than the salt? Well, I might have had one about a black cat, but I think they're more friendly than evil.
I think they're more friendly than evil, too. Mm. Although I think every cat should just be a ginger cat.
Yes.
Right? I'm just saying, right?
So you
every
say.
Cat should be ginger. They look like they're the most lovable.
I think that would be freakishly weird if every cat looked like a ginger.
Because they would all look the exact same.
Yeah, that would be.
It would be a little bit weird, hey? Be like The Handmaid's Tale or something.
Well, it'd be like living in the Truman Show or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
Hey, last week of Ryan and Kelly.
I know.
Right? Like that winds up at the end of this week.
Yeah, Friday.
And then we move on.
And then we decide if we like it.
But let's be fair to it, right? Let's be fair to it.
Live with Kelly and Mark.
I'm going to give it a chance. My thing is, I was telling somebody at work. I said, I never really watched the show until COVID. And I watched it because I enjoyed the friendship between Ryan and Kelly. Mm-hmm. That was, I don't necessarily watch the whole show unless it's a really great guest, but I always mm-hmm. watched up until the phone call.
Yeah.
Because I liked their relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be really disappointed if I, like when I lose that, I'm going to be disappointed if they can't figure that out for me.
Yeah. I guess we should give them time to feel themselves out, right?
Right. Although, do they need a lot of time? They've been married for 25 years.
I don't know, but have they co-hosted something together?
So, right.
For it's long periods of time?
We'll have to see, right?
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is for a not so doting Mark, a little bit more of a ha ha ha, she's not always that perfect Mark.
Hmm.
Right? That's what I'm hoping. Like, I don't want him to just be like, I love her so much, she's so wonderful, because I want to see more dynamic than just that.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
It needs to be fuller than it.
It does.
Perhaps.
But you're right. We need to give it a chance. We got to give it a chance.
Got to give it a chance.
We don't know if we don't try.
And we don't watch American Idol. So pretty much we're saying goodbye to Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Because I don't know if I love him on American Idol.
Well, he doesn't get to talk as much on American Idol. That's the problem.
It really was their friendship that really drew me in.
Mm-hmm. But he's tired. That boy, he needs a rest.
He needs a rest.
Yeah.
He's
been doing a lot.
Yeah. He's too much. It's like Taylor Swift and her ex-boyfriend.
Right? You know what, Lisa, can we impart some wisdom to T-Swift?
Oh, right. Cause she's my girl now. Right.
Right. She broke up with her boyfriend.
6 years.
Yeah. It's a long time.
You know what happens? I think they're in different places.
Right.
And she's still young. And think of it this way, right? Like, how do you have that relationship when you're that much in the public eye?
Exactly. And she's going on a world tour, right? So that is like intense.
That's tough, right? That's tough on a relationship.
She is like giving it her all every night, you know, yeah, to those, right? To her crowds, to her Swiftie exactly. fans.
Right. So I have to believe that they didn't part on bad terms.
No.
That life is just taking them in very different directions and she can't stop the train she's on.
No.
And why would you? That's what she's worked for.
Right. And he's worked for what he's accomplished in his
exactly.
career. Right.
Right.
So maybe it's not right now, but maybe they get back together later.
Maybe they don't. People different were saying maybe she's going to get back with Harry Styles. I'm like,
oh,
I don't know.
Oh, for heaven's sake, no.
I think that she wants somebody quiet and kind of.
Yeah, Harry's too much for her.
Yeah, right? I don't think she's that girl.
They're equally.
You know? You can't compete with each other.
No.
Right? So she needs to be like Dolly Parton and find her Dolly Parton husband.
That's true. Very
right?
much
That's
so.
Just in the background and just loves her for her, but wants nothing to do with any of it.
Yeah, that didn't work out for Kelly Clarkson, though, because she now pays him a lot of money.
Yeah,
in alimony.
It worked out for Dolly. But go with Dolly. Follow Dolly's trend.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I think, right?
Okay.
Be like Dolly.
I heard something, though. I have to talk about this.
Okay.
Apparently, there is a food company. It's a nostalgia food company out in Canmore, Alberta.
Uh-huh.
No, Camrose. Sorry. Camrose, Alberta. Who recreate old candy bars.
I know what you're talking
about. And they recreated the rum and butter.
Right.
Candy bar from Cadbury.
Right.
Because Cadbury hadn't made it since 1966 or something like
okay.
that. So they did it, but then the pandemic hit. And then the company was overseas, so they got hit by like shipping delays and all that kind of stuff. So then now they have 133,000 rum and butter chocolate bars that they need to get rid of before the end of June, because that's the expiry date of these rum and butter bars.
Ooh, that's tough.
But I was reading it and I'm like, oh my God, I can taste the rum and butter.
I did not like rum and butter.
It wasn't my favorite, but no. I remember eating it as a child though.
I remember eating it, but you know what? Dear that lady, I wish you would have brought back like the four flavors. That was
Even know what that one is.
It was just another type of a rum and butter, and each square had a different flavor in it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, who knows really what good. She'll do for her next go round, but she needs to get rid of 133,000 rum and butter bars.
I can't help her with this.
I know.
That's like kind of crazy, right?
That is so sad. And I was like, oh my God. Like she's trying to think of a way to give them away now. Like, cause if nobody wants to buy them, she's going to give them away.
For sure.
But they have to be eaten before the end of June.
Oh, good
luck.
So
how do you give out that many butter bars? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And out of all the ones that she could have brought back, was that the best one to bring back? I don't know.
Right?
Like, bring back the bar six or something yummy like that, right? Or like the chunks or something, right?
Oh, the chunks.
Remember the chunks? And you got three chunks?
Yes.
Right? That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Right? Just three chunks of chocolate. That's all it was, right? Three big chunks of chocolate.
So good.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at tiny homes.
You don't live in one, so...
I know, but I feel that they're not all-inclusive. I feel that they're limiting. I feel that they're not for everybody. And I feel that I have a problem with that. I think we should all be able to live in a home and it not be too tiny.
But people sometimes want to move to a tiny home.
Why do you want to live in a tiny home?
Because they don't need a ton of room.
Okay, but the amount of work that it goes into storing everything in your tiny home.
Yes, well, you can only have what you can fit. You can only have what you can fit.
Oh, I shake my head at tiny homes. They make no sense to me. I'm shaking my head at tiny homes.
It would be perfect for your husband because he throws out everything after 6 months.
I know, but it's too tiny. Right? It's like you got to sit on each other's lap.
Pretty much. You don't have a lot of like away space.
I shake my head at tiny homes. They don't make sense in my world. What about you? What are you shaking your head at?
I shake my head at how competitive I get playing board games with my family.
Oh my, everybody shakes their head at this, Samantha. Right? You're not that fun to play games with.
I am.
You're not. You're not. You're not. You're too competitive. You have to win at all costs.
I don't have to win at all costs. But
really?
I feel like I should try.
My hardest, no matter who loses. That's winning at all costs.
I'm actually not very nice to my nephews or my niece, hey? Because if
I have no doubt.
Yeah. I don't care if they're young. You're playing.
I've seen you play games. You're not that nice. Right? You're not that nice with these things.
It's fun.
You should shake your head and then you should reflect.
No, that's for you. You reflect. You reflect. I'm not reflecting.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
Okay, we did get a nice shake my head from Christine Sowick.
Yay.
She said, I have something that makes me shake my head. I'm a couple of years older than the both of you. Maybe, but still proudly in Gen X. We were the most independent latchkey kid generation to the point of being feral. True. So I shake my head that our generation became the ultimate helicopter parents. How did this happen?
Isn't that true, hey?
Oh my God.
Right.
That is kind of true. I never thought of it that way.
Do you think it's because we resented being latchkey kids?
Maybe. Maybe because we were left to our own devices then. Like
you get left to nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, maybe.
You can't even cough without mom having to ask what's going on. Are you okay? Are you feeling sick? What's the matter? Right? Ours were the opposite. Ours were you had a cough. Okay, well, you know what? You better lie on the couch and watch The Price is Right. You'll be fine. If Bob Barker can't make you feel better, mom certainly can't either.
Mom's like, you're not throwing up. Go to school.
Go to school, right? Oh, my mom was always like, oh, you're too sick for school, Lisa? Okay, I'm just going to phone the doctor to make an appointment. Ugh. Fine, I will go. Right? So that's an interesting, I shake my head. I think that's a good
that's
point.
That's a good observation. And yeah, I don't know. Gen X parents, are you helicopter parents?
Are you helicopter parents?
We are not helicopter parents because we are not parents. But
we're not parents. Nor do we pretend to be.
No.
Interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com and you might just find yourself being mentioned during an episode. You know how to connect with us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Just search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that you can get I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for helping us with our podcast. He is the best kept secret in podcasting. Anything else, Lisa?
No. We're done. Another episode.
Another one.
Another week to the Patreon. Let's just tell the people from the Patreon, you'll get your episode next week. We're planning some fun things.
Yes, we are.
Right? So next week, we haven't forgotten about you.
No, we have not.
You know what else I'm excited about, which I won't give away all the secrets yet because it's still early? When we have our podcast with our guest.
Yes, we have a guest coming.
We have a guest. And it's going to be so cool. I kind of want to give it away, but
no, don't.
I can't. Okay.
Nope.
Nothing.
Let's build a suspension or suspension. Let's build a suspension. Right? Oh my God.
We're going to build the suspense, but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah. I need a nap.
Well, Samantha, good thing we're done another episode then.
There you go.
All right, friends of the podcast, have a fantastic week. Remember to talk about us, share us, and let people know where they can find us.
Download and subscribe.
All right, Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.